Then we had a shop building where we shod the horses and put tires on the wagon,
mm-hmm.
did repair chains and a few things like
mm-hmm.
that, ground the motor, one machine cycle,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Did you have a granary?
Yes, we had a granary, and it was done with tongue and grooved lumber till the grain wouldn't escape out,
uh-huh.
and we'd put maybe 100 bushel of wheat in that granary,
uh-huh.
pour it out.
And Mr. Harper called that a garner. I wonder if you ever heard that.
Yes, I've heard people call it the garner,
uh-huh.
but we call it the granary.
Uh-huh. And then how about the, you didn't have indoor plumbing, so you had to have a...
outdoor house.
Yeah. Now, did you ever call that anything else? Any other names you can think of for that?
No, I don't remember any.
Now the,
I think we just called it the outhouse.
Okay. Now the, did you ever call, what did you call the upper part of the barn?
The loft.
Okay, and what was that like? What did you do with, use that area for?
Hay. And my put in a hay fork and we'd unload a load with the team of about, oh, 4 or 5 forkfuls.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we'd fill the barn full of
uh-huh.
hay.
Now, the when the hay outside, when it's collected outside in the field?
We called it hay shocks or cocks.
Uh-huh. Now, the cocks were the smaller?
Yes, and two men threw them on the wagon, and one man on the wagon to pack it on, keep it pretty straight, and
uh-huh.
so it you could haul it to the barn.
And what about the larger collection of hay out in the field?
Stack.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that probably a stack or a haystack?
Well, we called it, if it's hay, a haystack, and then we getting ready for a thrashing in June and July, we stacked wheat in a round stack and
mm-hmm.
put 12, 15 loads in one stack, and then leave a place between the two stacks and stack one on the other side and one on each side and fed the thrashing machine from both sides.
I see. Now, where were the cows kept?
In the pasture.
All right. Now, how about inside?
We had stalls we kept them in.
Now, did you have anything in the barn that kind of, just some, a little something that was built out, like a little, kind of a roof that was attached out on the barn where the cows could get in? Under the rain? Get out of the rain?
Yeah, between the crib and the barn we had a shed.
Okay. Would you call it just a shed or a cow shed, probably?
Well, we just call it the shed. That we sometimes, I've known of people to have one built out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the cow shed.
And a place where cows are staked or penned at milking time, what did you milk, when you milked your cows outside, did you do it in any special place?
No, my mother just pick up a bucket of feed and just go and throw it, set it down and sit down and milk the cow.
Any place you want to.
Anywhere around near the barn.
Yeah. Some people have a place outside where the cows are kind of trained to come to be milked outside. And it's sometimes, I just wondered if you were familiar with the term a milk gap or a cow pen.
I've heard of those things, milk gap.
But do you, that's the same, I think it depends on the area, whether the kind of worthy. Now, how about the enclosure for, I wanted to ask you about hogs and where the hogs and pigs were kept.
We never called it a sty, we called it a pig pen.
Uh-huh. And was that?
Hog pen, pig pen.
And that was partly covered?
Yeah, and partly floored.
Uh-huh.